Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. First Things First, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim.
Now, enterprises' networking demands are growing in complexity, with different branches and lines of business requiring different application performance in the cloud. As organizations adopt third-platform technologies such as cloud, mobile, big data, and analytics, they put increased strain on the network. Is SDWAN a business imperative? Would be the question.
We will speak to Song To, Vice President of Global Network Services, Tata Communications, to provide key insights of the challenges faced by large organizations and how they can overcome them while managing their networks more effectively and helping them to remain competitive. Well, Song To, welcome to the show. With business reliance on cloud-based data and application growing, that the traditional wide area network, the WAN, may no longer be the only trusted outlet. What other solutions should we be looking at?
I think what really is happening here is traditional wide area networks defined by MPLS technology, and it's typically used to connect site to site, your office to the data center, or an office to another office. And they weren't designed for this cloud-centric world where a lot more of the traffic is landing in, say, AWS or Azure, or even on application like Salesforce.com. So we have to be looking at internet-based technology to supplement these traditional wide area network technology, and SD-WAN come into play as well.
How much of a difference, though, is software-defined wide area network, or the SD-WAN, as a service, and how does it help organizations save time and money? Because we understand there's a shift in the way a traditional wide area network is deployed and managed. So tell us about SD-WAN.
I think one thing that is different here is traditional wide area network requires you to install routers at every location and configure those routers at every location, often by sending a person out there. Imagine you have an office in Balikpapan.
That's crazy.
You got to send a guy out. You want to make a change, you may have to send a guy out again. And this is not working in today's day and age, right, when you have thousands of branches for the large enterprises, and they have all different profiles. Ideally, all the remote branch offices have one profile, and the central offices has a different profile for security, for access, and everything else. Now, SD-WAN makes a difference because it comes in with a central controller, a software controller, which you interact with. That controller talks to all these thousands of routers, all the time. And as a network manager or as a managed service provider, we look at the controller.
Mm-hmm.
Are there concerns, though, with this one big controller? If that goes down,
So there is definitely a concern there, Howie. But this controller is for controlling, managing, and changing configurations. Once your configurations are in place at the router, what we call control plane and data plane separation, the routers don't go down. They're just as reliable as before.
Mm.
So that's fine. If the controller goes down, you got some time to recover it and have it reconnected back to the routers.
Okay, in Southeast Asia, almost, 56% of organizations have already deployed or are planning to deploy SD-WAN in their networks. So why are some organizations still not investing enough in high-quality bandwidth to support their growing use of cloud services?
I would say it's really not that they don't want to do. Some of them are limited by, I think, what's available at their locations, right? If you're in a city or in a region where connectivity is still limited by small bandwidth because fiber hasn't reached or there's limited choices, that's an issue. And others probably are because the number of the contract that they're still in, they need to get to a renewal phase. And I think last but not least is a concern of what does it take, what kind of skill sets and what kind of technology I need to implement in order for me to take advantage of SD-WAN.
Mm. What are some of the applications, though, enterprises should be leveraging on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Howie, I think one thing that they definitely need to be looking at, and most people are very familiar with, such as Microsoft Office. Microsoft is pushing everyone to move to Office 365. It's online, which means that you got to have good connectivity. Otherwise, your files are not accessible when you need it, right? Plus video conferencing, phone conferencing, and a lot more applications are SaaS-based, cloud-based, such as Salesforce.com and others.
Mm. How do enterprises simplify branch connectivity and extend their application workloads?
Yes. I think when it comes to branch connectivity, I don't know it will get simpler, but I think the management can be simplified by implementing SD-WAN. Previously, you have one link in MPLS. You may have two links in, but now you might have MPLS and internet and some other options as well, even mobile, 4G, 5G that's coming, right? Now, it can get very complicated, but with SD-WAN, with a centralized controller, you can manage them in a more simplified, centralized manner. As far as connecting, extending application workloads, I think instead of building out a lot more data center, a lot of them are leveraging on cloud, right? AWS, Azure, Google Cloud, and others. And that requires then, you know, you look at your estate, what we call estates, they're no longer just offices and data center, but also these VPCs or VNet that are in the cloud. How do you manage them centrally without having to deal with them on a one-to-one basis?
Now, there are benefits promised by efficient software-defined wide area network, from new agility and speed of provisioning to driving down total costs. It's no wonder some of the world's biggest companies are moving in this direction. But Songta, what are some of the pitfalls with this kind of migration? What are the security implications of SD-WAN?
Number one, I don't know it's pitfall, but a consideration is you absolutely have to have enough bandwidth, right? If you have a 1 meg link to all your offices, putting SD-WAN on that is not going to help you get better performance or get better connectivity. You got to increase the amount of bandwidth available to serve your users. What SD-WAN can help is, you know, prioritize traffic as well as manage your bandwidth so that the users get the right amount of experience. Now, to the point of security, it's definitely a key consideration. As enterprises are using more and more internet or connectivity through internet, even without SD-WAN, they have to consider security. With SD-WAN, more so. And with SD-WAN, most SD-WAN vendors come with built-in security. And of course, we as a managed service provider, we also provide supplemental cloud-based security that helps you do intrusion protection and other aspects, unified threat management, because these things need to be updated 24/7, right? You couldn't just say, I have a firewall, what else do I need?
Okay, well, this implementation could actually benefit a wide range of industries. I mean, could you give us an example of one?
And certainly. I think one has to do with beer. Hopefully folks are not drinking.
Mm-hmm. Not right now, anyway.
Not right now, right? Carlsberg, we work with them, I think, globally. They, as a manufacturing enterprise, they have moved aggressively to cloud. They noticed that 70% of their traffic was going on the internet. So it's no longer everything going to a data center. And with that, they needed more bandwidth. And by using traditional wide area network architecture, they can't afford to keep scaling up the MPLS bandwidth. Mm-hmm. So with them, we helped them transform their network, enable their digitization initiative, increase their bandwidth by 10 times, reduce the cost by 25%. This allows them to really execute and focus on driving their business, getting the agility by moving to cloud.
How do you guys do it? You're the experts, yeah? Tata Communications, how do you connect your employees seamlessly and securely to cloud-based applications, Songta?
Well, certainly we connect our employees using the most modern, I think, applications such as, Microsoft Teams and WebEx, right? These are also the same technology and application that we offer as managed services to our customers as well in Singapore and globally.
Speaking of Microsoft, you recently have also expanded your global relationship with Microsoft. I mean, what can we expect from this new collaboration? Tell us more.
Oh, certainly, Bernard. I think what we're doing here is helping our customer on their journey to cloud, right? As more and more of the application move to cloud, the challenges that come up is, it used to be that I have one or two applications, I have a couple VMs in cloud. Now I have multiple hundreds or even thousands of VNet, or on AWS, they call it VDC. Those are essentially small little data centers. How do you connect them? How do you protect the site that's facing the internet, that's serving the users? How do you protect the site that comes back to the company because your employees need to connect to that to maintain their applications? All of that requires a practice that I increasingly, I think, coin as cloud networking. And our intention is help our customer in conjunction with Microsoft partnership to address those needs beyond this site-to-site networking or site-to-data center networking, and reaching into the cloud and help them manage how their increasingly sophisticated cloud infrastructure work together with their internal network.
Here's where the phrase "hid in the clouds" is no longer a bad thing. Songto, Vice President, Global Network Services at Tata Communications. Thanks for joining us today, Songto. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg.
or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.